I was actually waiting for you to say go.
When I said 3, 2, 1, as I was saying 2, I already clicked record. So I was like, one.
I was waiting for you to say go, and I'm like, she's probably recording because she's quiet, so okay, fine, click. But that should be fine, I guess. I don't know. I made a huge mistake. I was supposed to get mine before doing my face. And now that my face is done and my wine is still outside, I can't go and grab it. Because I can't explain to my housemates why I look like this.
I'm sorry, I look crazy right now. I'm just dedicated to my craft. By the way, for those that aren't on Patreon, Gabby and I are on video. I look like I just ate somebody out who has a period. And then Gabby looks like she's a ghost. Like a modern ghost.
A modern ghost. Wow.
Could you imagine like modern ghosts? Like one day you wake up and then there's like,
oh, yeah, I'm a ghost now. Or maybe a monster. Not, or I don't know. I just feel like ghosts are spirits and
yeah, something like that. Yes, a spirit.
Creature, whatnot.
A fairy.
Yes, but the crappy like what? Webcam quality is actually helping with how my makeup looks like, because if you see me in person, you will just go and say, you better wash your face because it looks really dirty right now. It doesn't even look like makeup or something.
Yeah, you don't really notice it in the video.
Which is good.
How would modern ghosts look like? Like, what are their... Because you noticed how ghosts are always, like, they're dressed old-timey clothes. Like, I want to wake up to, like, a ghost wearing, like, jeans and a hoodie.
Oh my God.
And be like,
can
what
you
the?
Imagine, like, a ghost in a crop top? Like, a TikToker.
A TikToker. Like, you wake up one day and there's someone facing in front of your mirror who's, like, practicing their TikToks.
Like, throw it back.
It's those white girls on TikTok that can't dance. There's so many of them. It's like a plague on TikTok.
Some of them are adorable, like, you know. And others are just,
some.
Like, keep practicing, honey.
Others are like, oh, you're doing this for attention.
We're so mean.
Which is, like... It's okay to do it for attention, because
duh,
really
wrong with that.
Why would you post it? But, like, don't... How about find another thing that you're good at? That's not the thing. You know what you should do instead? Gabby has a TikTok, and she's a good dancer, so follow her instead.
The creepers are gonna be like, oh, no, no wonder they're dissing them, because they're self-promoting.
As usual, guys. By the way, welcome to
Creepy Conversations.
I just said Creepy Conversations. Creepy Conversations.
What's new? That's we can't
Gabby.
Pronounce stuff. And she's Kalai. And today we will talk about paranormal places. Yeah.
Yeah. In the Philippines.
Yeah. We're just gonna breeze through some of the lists we found on Twitter/Facebook and other social media, because we just felt like, honestly, I didn't want to research much on things, because the first thing I see on the internet, like, especially recently, are really, I don't know how to say this, but it's like, it's a negative place right now with all the things that
more
are
than
going
the usual
on. Yeah.
It's like, although you can, it's justifiable because it's time for everyone to, like, fight back.
Yeah.
Because we've been, like, protesting peacefully and no one's listening to us. So it's time for, like, for them to listen. And Gabby and I pre-record, so right now we're, like, it's probably, like, 2 weeks from what actually happening. So, but right now, this week was like the week that the protests in the US.
Yes.
Yeah. It's literally like,
what
was the name of the
a
place? I'm sorry. Yeah. Especially in like Minneapolis. in New York City. So sorry, you guys. I just don't know how to talk. But yeah, what they're doing is great. They're kind of like taking back what they built before. I mean, America was built by slaves. So now they're like, this is our shit. You can't, like, you know. And I hate the fact that they're calling it looting. It does kind of look like it. But when you think about it, America has been looting the whole world.
But
it's time that they get a taste of their own medicine.
Yep. And it's not just in US, to be honest. It's I feel like every country is struggling with their own system and with their own governments, because they seem to be taking advantage of the situation right now with the pandemic.
Yeah. That's so true.
And it's like everyone's inside and they think like, oh, we can do more crimes than usual because we have lesser witnesses now. And it fucking sucks.
It sucks. Like in the Philippines right now, there's this bill called the Anti-Terror Bill, which was before there was a bill that's called Anti-Terror Bill, but they reappealed that and then they created a new bill, which is more vague, that they can basically accuse anyone of being a terrorist, you know. Activism isn't terrorism, so they can now call activists terrorists. You know, they're basically showing that they're only protecting, they serve and protect no one but themselves. That's
yep. They're even taking away, it's basically taking away your freedom of speech.
Yeah,
because they don't want you talking.
They don't want you to talk. They want to do crime without getting caught.
Yeah, I've actually read... The one that pissed me off recently is the... What was it called? Sex for Pass or something like that?
Yeah.
So what the police do, what the cops do is that they let you pass checkpoints in exchange for sex. And a few women have already filed complaints about this, and then the police was like, no, there were no complaints. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. If you're not from the Philippines, what's happening here is that there are checkpoints everywhere, so they check cars. Because we have this thing called ECQ Pass, which means we can, like, go outside, which means we're allowed to go outside. So there are people who don't have it because they weren't given by the government, because the government gives it to you, to one each family. And there were families that weren't able to receive it. So what happened is that when they passed through checkpoints, the cops would say, oh, you don't have it, you need to pay to pass sex. And basically our police and government are like, that did not happen.
Yeah, it ain't true, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you don't have evidence, which is like, you don't really want to film yourself doing it. You know what I mean? Like,
and besides, what is the point? If,
yeah,
like, if, say, for example, it is quote unquote true that it never happened, as a woman or as a victim, yeah, it's like, why the fuck would I go through all the trouble to make up a story like that?
Exactly. And knowing well that you're going against police officers, I would not put myself in that situation. Like, the least that our government could do is just investigate it, if it's true or not. But they don't, they, you know what they did when they investigated it? They just, you know how it is when you try to look for something and you just look around, don't really like pick things up to look for it? That's how they investigated. That's not how investigation works. That's just taking a look at it. Like, that's not investigating.
God damn it.
Skimming, exactly.
But anyway, yeah, so because there's so much negativity in the world right now, we're going to keep it lighthearted today and talk about other kinds of creepy things and share ghost stories and just think of something else.
Yeah, this is us, like, trying to regain energy so that we can, like, we can make noise back again.
Breathe in positivity.
Yeah.
most of the, actually all of my stories, or like the list I got from, is from Sumbu PH. This is one of their Twitter threads, which they actually turned into a blog post, and it's a list of creepy places in Cebu City. So, well, actually not just Cebu City, like Cebu in general.
In general, yeah.
Yep. So, Kalei will be talking about, what do you call this, schools and other stuff?
Schools, but yep.
Let's start with the Sumbu PH list. So, number one here is the Villalon Mansion. Am I saying that right?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, so this house is also known as the House on the Hill. And to be honest, like, that alone, like, the nickname alone is already creepy for me.
It does look really like a house on the hill. Like, we will be posting the picture in our socials. It really does look like when you say house on a hill.
It's a literal house on a hill.
That's how it looks like.
Yeah, so this is how I would describe the house, right? It's a huge mansion that sits on top of a hill with no other buildings or houses beside it. It's like literally in the middle of nowhere. Okay, maybe that's a lie because it's in the city, but it sits by itself in the middle of the woods overlooking the city, and the vibe is like vintage, old school Spanish
era
house. Yeah. House.
And it's actually white.
Yeah, it's white, and it actually kind of reminds me of a castle.
Yeah, like how a Spanish villa-ish would look like.
Yeah. So according to the legend, the owners of the house used to host lavish parties in like the 50s or 60s. And then in 90s, the family relocated abroad. So the house is like empty now. It's abandoned, and then it's off limits to outsiders ever since they left, but they have like a few caretakers that would be allowed inside the premise to basically just clean the house and, you know, keep it together. But even if no one lives there anymore, there are sightings or reports from people that they would see a lady in white inside the house or like by the windows and just standing there. And they would sometimes hear, like, unusual noises from inside the mansion.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen this, or maybe I have, but, like, I just didn't know that was it.
I think you probably have seen it, because it's behind the Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's, like, right behind, it's that big house right behind there. So, yeah, my grandmother used to work in the Capitol building. What's like, the name of that building? And my auntie used to, like, visit my grandmother there. And she would hear, like, stories about, like, the white lady before. But she's also, like, I'm not really sure if that's it. Like, my memory's, like, not clear anymore. But, yeah, she used to remember that there used to be, like, stories of like ghosts there and like sightings there whenever like people would pass by, or like not really pass by, but they would pass by the area where you could see the house. You can't pass by directly,
yeah, because
in
it's
front
of
the
of
house because it's on top of a hill. Yeah, so you have to like go ride a car to get there.
Do you think it's actually true though? I mean, because it's so far. Imagine you're like in the city down on the road, and then you see that like far away house and you claim to see like a white lady there. Do you think that's true, or is it like, oh, it's a reflection or something?
It could be like the caretaker cleaning and you're like, oh shit. But exactly. Also, why are they keeping the house? Like, is there something there that they don't want people to see?
I don't know.
They can sell the house if they don't want to come back home anymore or whatever. Oh, like, there's so many condos that are nicer, probably. I don't know. Their house might be nicer than the condos in the city, but like,
who knows? Like, they could probably come back to visit every now and then, and then these strange noises that people hear are actually them just being home just, for the time being. I don't know.
They probably are just like, what the, why did that dude run? I'm just looking out my window.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think, like, people just, because people know that the house was abandoned, they would probably think, okay, no one's gonna live there ever. And so if we do see people in there or hear stuff, then it's probably a ghost. But I don't know.
We'll never know.
Anyway, the second one is the Bitanya Retreat House in Lahog.
That one, I feel like we've been there before.
I was about to say, like, the whole time I was reading, and I even Google Mapsed it, because I remember we used to always go to a retreat. Like, every year we had a retreat, and I remember, every different. And then I remember we went to Lahog once, but I can't remember the retreat. I never remember the retreat house, but I feel too. Like this is it. I don't know. But yeah, it's one on the list because sometimes people hear banging doors or the air conditioning turning on and off by itself and a few fingerprints on the windows during their stay in the retreat house. Like, I really think this is the place because I kind of remember the fingerprint story.
Actually, the picture, I'm like, I feel like I've been here before.
It does look like that place, but honestly, I can't remember a scary experience there if that is the actual retreat house we went to, because all I remember is we smuggled canned beer. And a lot of underage drinking happened that night.
In the Philippines, a lot of underage drinking happened. I do remember, I think that was in Tabor Hills, where we were, like, having a group session. We were writing something or doing something, and then the window suddenly opened, and people were, like, and then back to, like, working.
I think they're probably used to that. I don't really know why. It's usually, like, churches or retreat houses, and people are like, this place is haunted.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
It's haunted by the victim. No, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Victims of what?
Of, like, the Spanish whatever during that time. Because you remember, I mean, like, there were, like, camps and, like, whatever. So they could, that could be it.
Yeah. The third one here is the Casa Gorordo Museum. And honestly, this one screams of ancestral home.
Yeah.
Like, I look at the place and I imagine it's literally a piece of rectangular land and they just plopped in a house.
Yeah.
Because it's so big.
It's like the Casa Gorordo house is like the go-to place for like field trips and tourists. Like, if you just want to tour the city, you go to that house.
Because it's a museum now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the place is, like, rectangular shaped, kind of like the hotels in the Monopoly game.
Yeah.
It's, like, literal. But, like, give it a limestone base and wooden paneled windows, and that's it. And so this place was the residence of the very first Cebu bishop, and this bishop actually died in the master's bedroom, and people, or like the staff that's actually maintaining the place, says that they see apparitions of a woman in that room. At first I thought it was like, is this some secret shit? But apparently they feel like it's his sister, like his spinster. I don't know why they had to mention spinster sister. Because, like, does it even matter if she wasn't married at all? But, yeah.
Yeah.
They say it's his sister that's, could it, like, be his frequenting sister? There. I don't know. But, yeah, that's what they say. It's not.
We're him. Literally, he's like, creating.
The place. We're making a controversy issues. Here. It's like gossip, guys. The old bishop could have had.
Yeah. Or maybe it was like somebody adopted and they didn't want people to think that there's something going on. So they were like, that's the sister.
If it was adopted, like, why would they mention spinsters? And then that means, like, she's really, really old.
I'm making up things, so I don't know.
You didn't think that one through.
I never do.
The fourth one is the Museo de Parian, or the Jesuit house. Mm. And, oh my god, this house is also a museum now, and it's one of the places where you visit if you join this museum hopping tour, which is called Gabi sa Kabilin. I actually want to join that. I've always actually wanted to join that. I've never! Because it happens at night on a weekday, and I'm like, I need my sleep, thank you.
Yeah.
So it never, They actually have a picture. There's no real story here, but they actually have a picture of the Gabi sa Kabilin in 2014. And they say that there's a photo that has some weird shit in it. They have a before and after, one with all the people in the room, and the second picture is just the place, and they were like, compare it. But to be honest, I don't really see.
Me too. I was literally like, oh, the second picture is empty. What's up?
Well, if you guys, if the creepers know or have seen this and they know which part of the picture it is, can you guys, like, at least tell us?
Yeah, because we're stupid.
And we're blind. But to be honest, as I was reading this last night, and I read the caption that says, look at the picture, I just scrolled through it, and I'm like, because I'm a big scaredy cat. So, no.
Let me just tell you, like, last night, Gabby was like, oh, we should, like, check out the stories. And I was literally like, can I check this out tomorrow? Because it's already nighttime. And I'm too scared to start reading. And I might not be able to sleep. And Gabby was literally like, she understood because we both are scaredy cats.
No, that was supposed to be the plan. I was supposed to research or go over it today, like this morning, but for some reason I couldn't sleep at night last night, and I just decided to, like, you know what, while I'm awake, let me just do this. Thankfully their stories are not that detailed, because it's just a list, so I'm like, okay, I'm fine with this. But the picture, I skipped that shit, because
I've been there in that Jesuit museum for Gabi sa Kabilin, and because there's so many people, you don't really, like, feel the
aura of the place.
The aura of the place. But if there's, like, because we went to a room where there was literally no one. Because the museums, like, there's, like, a part of the room where they preserved how it looked like before. Mm-hmm. So, like, the kitchen, and it's still, like, some parts are dusty, by the way.
Oh, they literally kept it that way.
Yeah, but I think they tried to clean it, but because the, what do you call it? They're not tiled or whatever. Yeah, they're old. So, like, I feel like the dust is just there forever. And we went inside. I forgot the name of the room, but we went inside a certain room where there weren't, like, many things. So there weren't a lot of people there. And you really feel like if it's just like three people inside, you really feel like this place is kind of freaky. We were all like looking at each other and we were like, well, let's get out of here.
Do you think like the material of the place adds to the vibe?
Yeah.
Because it's old.
Because it feels old, yeah. It feels old and it doesn't feel familiar, so you're like, I'm not welcome here, because you don't really, like, feel like you're in your current, like, time.
Because I looked at the pictures and you're really, I mean, it feels like you're really brought back in time, because the artifacts and the antiques there are quite old. They're, like, a mix of Chinese and Spanish.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Anyway, I should really join that Gabisa Kabilin when the whole pandemic is over. When being around people is fine.
You need to go with people who are fun. Because there are parts of the tour that's boring. Really like... and you need to walk a lot because there are plenty of people that will join that museum hopping event. So... you can't find like a proper parking space that's near the museum, so you have to like do a lot of walking.
Oh, they don't. I thought they provided the vehicles.
Maybe they did, but we were like, we had our own, so we didn't really join like the actual thing.
So you guys were snobs.
No, because I think the slots are limited for like those that have like tour guides.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, so the next one on the list is the Moncado Hotel in Sudlun. And have you seen the picture? This does not look like a hotel. It looks like a fucking penitentiary. Like, it looks like a jailhouse.
It does look like a jailhouse. I've seen this one before, but I've passed outside of it. But really? I did not realize that this was a hotel. Like,
no, it just does not. Like, it doesn't even look like an apartment, at least.
Exactly. I don't think it's open anymore at all. Like,
it's not the kind of hotel we think it is. So it only houses the Moncadistas. So those are like members of a cult and they live there. Yeah.
What?
Yes. Because I searched last night, what the hell is a Moncadista?
I had no idea.
Yeah. So the head of that cult is from Balamban and he built that place from... Actually, the cult's name is Filipino Crusaders World Army. So FCWA. But the followers are commonly known, or like the cult is commonly known, Moncadista, because the founder's last name is Moncado. So it actually started during the Commonwealth era. So it's quite old. And they actually have... they also have houses and cults in North Cotabato, in Lanao del Sur, and in Barangay New Israel.
So what do they do?
What do you mean? Like, they're cults. They're vegan. They're not allowed to eat meat. And then they pray a lot. They all grow... I read that they grow their hair and the men grow their beards as well to look like Jesus, because, like, Jesus had those kinds of traits, so they're gonna do that as well. And if you want to join the cult, like, the first few weeks as initiation, you have to fast and abstain. So, like, if you like sex and if you like food, you can't join this cult.
Oh. I was wrong. I haven't seen this one before. It looks like something else. But no, I don't think I've seen this one before.
Yeah, but that's why we think it's close, because it's not a hotel wherein you book, you know, accommodations with. It's a hotel for the cult. And apparently the guy or the who built this, he's actually a general. I forgot his name. Fuck, man, I should have searched that. But yeah, a general built this hotel. Whole thing. Yeah, and no wonder it looks like a prison house.
It really does. Yeah. It does not have proper windows.
It's all cement. It's concrete. Yeah, but he died in there, and then there are rumors that people hear stuff, and there are also rumors that the cult still does rituals inside the hotel, and people can hear noises, like weird noises and unusual activities in the haunted house. What the
hell? How are they operating?
I really don't know. Like, I didn't dive into that because I think that's a story for another day, but yeah, cult lives there.
Yeah, if you're listening and you used to be part of this cult, I don't know if they can listen to podcasts, but if you are part of this cult or was part of this cult or know any shit about this cult, let us know, please, because I'm so interested.
Yeah, because it's been 1920s, ever since 1920s.
I wonder if, like, the weird sounds that they hear are not, you know, ghosts, but like,
I don't think it something is.
I forgot there was this thing that happened before in the US where they thought that this, I think it was a serial killer, but they thought that this house was haunted, but it, because they could hear like faint screaming, and then it turns out that the, like, that dude was like actually, like, he kept like something or what. Yeah,
oh my god. I mean, it's a possibility. I don't know what this
cult does. I'm not saying that this cult does.
Yeah. But it's a possibility, you know.
There's a possibility.
But it's been there for a long time. But yeah, they don't have as much followers as before, though. Cause,
how do you get in? Like, how? I have so many questions.
Maybe everyone's just, like, born there and they live in that.
Oh,
I really don't know. The third one in the list is UP, but like, I'll leave that for later so you can discuss.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but I'm looking at the map right now and it's like in the middle of nowhere, like,
which makes sense, because why would you want the cult to be accessible to everyone in the city?
Is it still in Balamban? It looks like it's in Busay.
No. Where is Sudlun?
It looks like it's part of... that part.
Oh, no.
I think it's in, like... Because it... It's like, in the Busay. Nearest...
Okay, it's in the home. That's why. Yeah.
Because, like, the nearest thing that I can see that's familiar is Sirao Garden and Temple of Leia. It's not far, but it's, like, in the map, it's, like, the nearest thing is Temple of Leia and Sirao Garden.
It's there. I just mentioned Balamban because the founder of the cult was born in Balamban. But this what isn't there.
What is up in Balamban? Like, they have so many cults there. Like, how... Is there, like, a race for, like, is there a competition to, like, what's the best cult?
They're the mini South Korea for sure.
They have, they literally have their own, like... I don't think people there know what actual religion is like. Because they're like, I'm part of this religion.
I really don't know. But have you noticed as well that most of the places that we mentioned here are in Lahong? Like, a lot of the paranormal. I don't know what's there. Because even UP is somewhere...
Yeah, Lahong, there's like a camp there. There's a camp.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the next on the list is Vicente Soto Memorial Medical Center.
Of course.
It's the place, I mean, like, the place is a morgue. What did they expect?
It's like the main hospital. Probably, like, the most main hospital in Cebu City.
Whatever that means.
It's like near the center of the city.
Yeah,
so that's what I mean, like, a lot of people go there because it's like a public hospital and a provincial hospital, so, and it's cheap, so, like, a lot of people go there.
I actually hated the thread in that because of the picture that they used. I hate it so much because it's like the picture of the morgue. Imagine, like, a body wrapped in
there's literally cloth. A body in the picture
like wrapped in a white cloth on top of a what is it? A gurney? A table? Whatever? And yeah, the back like is a really huge crucifix? And I'm like, what are we sacrificing here?
What it is literally this? Looks like a cult house that's about to sacrifice something.
It, yeah, no. Like, please, get, of all the pictures, did you really want that?
Why would you use something that has a... yeah, sure, it's dead wrapped, body. But it's a dead body.
And it's not like the others wherein it's like multiple like piles of... it's literally one single cadaver wrapped in white cloth. And, oh god, no, I didn't... and I made myself look at that at 1 a.m.,
why? Like, yeah, we get it that it's a morgue, but like, do we have to do it this way? It's too dramatic.
It's really like slapping it in our face. It's like, this is a fucking morgue. But yeah, the hospital is known. It's like a lot of people actually died, or like gruesome crimes and murders are actually sent to that hospital. That's why they experience a lot of death. And like I said, they have their own morgue, and you can see dead bodies in black with black tags in them. So I'm not sure what that means, what a black tag means. Maybe it's like,
I think it, if the person has expired, so, or like passed away, expired, or the person has passed away.
But that was like the right term, you know, say expired. It's a nice way to say dead. So there has been stories that they hear spirits that roam around the hospital and like
at I feel like midnight. Every hospital
exactly
has and, it.
Like at midnight they play tricks on the hospital staff. Thank God I don't work in the medical field. But also patients and visitors in the hospitals claim some of these stories.
By the way, sorry, Santa Sata right now is like the middle, like the main hospital for COVID-19. Yeah, so like salute to all the frontliners working there, from like the janitors to the nurses and doctors.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are doing great.
When you said you guys are doing great, I was imagining Kris Jenner.
Like, you're doing great, Sadie. Yeah, they are, seriously. Because to think they're very neglected by our government. We're getting political again, but yeah, considering they are neglected, so
yeah,
y'all are doing a great job, and
you need all keep the
doing
kudos.
What you do. Yeah, you need all of like the praise. Anyway, let's talk about the spirits there.
Yeah. Oh, and if we do have like listeners that have experience from these places, please do share.
Let us know. We would love
to know. Yeah. Okay, what's next? Next on the list are mostly the schools, but let me just see if... oh, God, there's a picture of dead bodies again.
Oh, yeah.
The last one, I believe, is the Cebu Cosmopolitan Funeral Homes. And I fucking hate the fact that the pictures they have here is like a shelf. It looks like a shelf.
Literally.
Filled with dead bodies, but it's bloody. Why?
There's one that's bloody.
Why? I thought this was a funeral home and you were like, you already received the body clean. I thought that was the way it is.
Exactly. Like,
this looks like a murder scene, like a massacre. I don't know.
It literally looks like, again, a cult house that committed mass suicide, and this is what it looks like.
I would like to talk with the Cebu PH admins, please. Can we do
choose better photos, guys? This is too, like, teleserie style.
This is too much.
It's too dramatic. We don't need it.
It's like, we get it. Just write these things down. Thank you. But yeah, the funeral home has its own cadaver holding room. So, like, dead bodies are actually stored in there. And then these bodies are still subject to identification, so they're literally waiting for relatives to claim the body. So it's, oh my god, can you imagine? It's like a room, it's like a stock room for cadavers, like dead bodies. Yeah. How does that work? Like, oh, come in, please find your relative. I don't know.
How do you do like the identification?
That is so
traumatic. Do you look at every dead body?
Oh my god.
Or do they just like show pictures or like look at like identifiable things in their body, like a tattoo or like a mole somewhere?
I really don't know, but they mention here like during when the MV Princess of the Star in 2008 sank, there were at least like 500 people who died, right? And about like 300 bodies were found, but only some were identified.
Yeah. Fun fact, my dad used to work when he was like about to retire, and he did not want to retire, so he worked at like a national, what's the term, domestic, there, a domestic version for like passenger shipping. Mm-hmm. And they passed by the area where it sank, and then they helped, I don't know the correct term, but they helped fish some of the bodies to bring to
Yeah. Oh my god, how was that? Like, how traumatic.
Yeah.
And I think it's really difficult to identify bodies as well if they drown, because your body tends to bloat when you're in water for a very long time. You just don't look the same anymore. But like, fuck.
That time for my dad was like, I think they were like the second or third boat that passed by there. Mm-hmm. So they had to help the Coast Guard bring the body. So they weren't that bloated yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like, I don't want to say fresh, but like, it wasn't like days after. It was literally like hours after the incident.
But shit, man. I heard stories from my cousin, because two of my cousins are actually like in the medical field. And the eldest one had a story. I don't know if it was from someone she knew or whatever, but like a similar experience happened. And before, when bodies were not claimed, like dead bodies were not claimed by family, some of them are given away or like donated for scientific research and whatnot. And apparently they used to, for some medical courses, they used to have like real bodies, and then they'd open up the cadaver and stuff. And I don't know why they were allowed to unveil everything. Like, you can see the face of the person you're opening up. And one of the students actually went crazy, because they unveiled the face after they've already opened the body.
Mm.
And when they did that, apparently it was the girl's father.
What the hell?
And yeah, she went crazy after that. And I'm like, I don't know how to feel.
Yeah.
But now they don't, like, it's just covered. The face is covered when they do those kinds of studies. I was gonna say experiment, but it sounds so wrong. But yeah, it's scary as fuck. But yeah, getting back to
how
the
long?
Cosmo.
I just want to know, like, for those that work in that field, like, how many days do you wait before you allow schools and, like, other, like, yeah, mostly schools that buy, I think they buy it.
Yeah.
They buy the bodies to, like, for them to experiment on. I just want to know, because I have no idea. Yeah.
I really don't know, but I think they should wait for, like, months at least, I would say.
I don't know.
No, I'm hoping they would, because I feel like it's such a short time if you just say days and then decide to say, like, oh, okay, the family doesn't want to claim this, or, like...
Yeah, how do they store it?
Probably in the fridge, like probably like a morgue. I don't know. I have no answers for this. We were just supposed to go through the list.
I'm so sorry. Like, my inner curiosity was like,
No, but I get it. I
this feel does not sound like, right.
So many questions. But yeah, a lot of those from the princess, I was going to say Princess Envy, Envy Princess of the Star victims were stored in the Cosmopolitan Funeral Homes. And I honestly don't know what they did with the bodies after that, but after a lot of them were left there with no one claiming, paranormal activities have been felt even at noontime in the place.
Can I just say, my dad was... I'm saying a lot of things about myself right now. But yeah, my dad was cremated there. Cool. And so we had to wait for him to be released and everything. And I started to, like, not really walk around, but, like, I needed to go to their office, to, like, the area, like, where we pray for it before he gets cremated. And there were, like, viewing rooms there, that, like, smaller viewing rooms and bigger viewing rooms that were, like, I think because they were dark I was literally like, oh, look at this place, because I could feel like in my peripheral vision, I could literally like feel there was like some negative energy or something like that.
And oh boy.
I don't know, but as we were about to like go home, I just like had this urge to pee, so I had to pee there, and I was literally like, there. Restroom is like right beside a viewing room that's like a smaller viewing room, and it's very dark, and I had to like pass a tiny hallway to get to that restroom, and I literally was like, what if I get haunted while I'm peeing? Like, I can't run because I'm still peeing.
Pee on the ghost, that's what.
But yeah, nothing happened to me. It was just all in my head. Like, literally, as, like, I went out of the building, I was literally, like, I was just scaring myself. What was I doing?
I mean, but we do that a lot. We did that in college. Remember when we went to the basement and then the locker rooms? And it honestly was not even scary. There wasn't anything there.
Nothing.
But our imaginations were just like, yes, this place is scary, so go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I feel like if it's, like, dark, you immediately, like, start imagining things.
But that's the list. That's all my list. Let's move on to the schools.
So I'll be covering the schools in this list in sugbo.ph. I also gathered, like, a little bit of info from onecebu.com. So yeah, I'll proceed with the list in sugbo.ph. So the first school that I'll be covering is, where the fuck was it? I was literally just looking at it. Yeah, here it is. University of San Carlos, South Campus. So that's what they call it now. Before, they used to call it Girls High, but it's co-ed now, so they call it South Campus. So I don't get why there's this Minda Mora. What does that mean?
That's her name.
That's her name. I thought it was like a place in, like, I thought it was like a room in USC. And I was like, what is Minda Mora?
No, that's her name.
Her name's not, like, it sounds, it like, it complements, yeah, Minda and the Mora, whatever. Anyway, I'm really like kissing ass to a ghost, because in case you're real, don't haunt me. But anyway, so yeah, they have this, I would say this is a auditorium, because I've been here before, but it's like a really big auditorium. It's called Rudolf Raman Cultural Center, and they say that it's haunted. I feel like every student in university, in USC South Camp, they know about this. So they have this urban legend of a girl who was killed by a night guard, who was doing rounds, and she was staying behind the stage of the school in the auditorium just one late night. And then the guard saw her behind the room, and when he went up there to check, he thought that the girl was hiding and, like, probably doing, like, probably a thief. I don't know why he thought she was hiding, but yeah, and then it ended up that he killed her.
It's usually that story.
It sounds like the story where Gabby and I went to. The school where Gabby and I went to. Yeah. We also had, like, this urban legend. I'm not gonna say where we went to, but the name of the girl is Valerie, and if you're from that school and you know that's the girl. And it's a bit similar, like, she was killed in the auditorium, but in our school the story was like she was killed by a janitor. And yeah, and then, like, some even said, like, her body was hidden and, like, this and that.
Yes. And now she haunts the place.
And she haunts the place. Kind of the same with Minda Mora, where she was killed there. Some stories, like Valerie from our school, some stories say that she was raped. And when the students practice in the theater, they would hear her cries. And they would see rooms, like, light up, like the dressing room. They would, like, the lights would light up by themselves. Kind of the same as our school too, right? Like,
I feel like every school has this. Yeah, the school it's just ghost. A variation of the story.
Yeah, just a variation. But, like, I don't think, like, the ghost was, like, a student or whatever. I just feel like the auditorium was haunted on its own because it's so old. So there are probably, like, ghosts there that are like, oh, what is this place? I feel like that's it. But yeah, USC was also, I think, was like a camp before or whatever, because their campus is really big. So mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a huge, like, likelihood that that was a camp before, for, like, the Japanese camp where a lot of, like, crime happened and killing
especially
happened.
The location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, moving on. Second one is from CNU, the girls' bathroom. So I've heard about this story before, like, a couple of times from CNU. So the story was that, this is really freaky, I hate this.
Oh, by the way, CNU stands for Cebu Normal
University. Before, it's called Cebu Normal College, but they changed it to Cebu Normal University. So the story is that there was this girl who was using the bathroom, and then she noticed her reflection was smiling at her, even though she wasn't smiling. And then she started acting hysterical, and once she ran out of the room, she left the restroom, and then she stood in one area and just stared at the ceiling. So the story was that the reason why she stopped dead in her tracks was that there was a cross near the ceiling, and, like, the whatever that was possessing her could not pass through because of the cross, and because she was possessed. And then eventually she was exorcised, and then they found out that there was, like, a writing behind the mirror, like, kind of a curse. So they blessed the mirror, they blessed, like, the whole bathroom, and then they covered it up with a new mirror. So I don't know what happened to the old mirror, or if there's still some writing there.
Oh my god. Do you think they broke it? Is it safe to break it, or did...
No. From what I know, like, never break something because the pieces would scatter, and those are pieces of negative energy. So if they scatter, yeah, just directly, like, burn it or something. Like, just don't scatter.
Like, keep it intact.
Yeah, because the bad energy, it's not like what you see in the movies, like, once you break it, the whatever that's possessing it's gonna fly away. There's some still, like, bad energy stuck in those things. So what would happen is that the bad energy would, like, scatter.
So this is kind of like Voldemort Horcrux kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of. Last one!
Let me comment first, because, like, I hate myself for doing my makeup like this, because right behind my laptop, like, literally in front of me, is a mirror, and I don't want to look at myself.
Because I hate that.
Especially since we're smiling. What? Because I'm like, you just said smile! I cry. I fucking hate myself. I'm freaking my old self out.
But I hate that, though. Like, when I'm washing my face, I literally am like, what if something's happening right now? Like, and I don't like that shit where you're, like, in an unfamiliar place and you're looking at yourself in the mirror and, like, what if your reflection does something different?
Like, yeah.
You know how there's this movie called Mirrors where there's, like, it's a different dimension that's in the other part of the other side of the mirror. Like, I don't want that shit. Like, I'm afraid that would happen to me, like, especially at, like, hospitals. And, like,
ooh, no.
There's a mirror in the elevators. I really don't want that. I really dislike that.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to see my face in a hospital. Like, no. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'd rather, like, look somewhere else. But yeah. I'll proceed to the next one. It's the UP restrooms. So, by the way, this one, my niece used to go there. Like, my cousin also went there. One of my cousins still worked there. So, yeah. The UP restroom is... There's this certain restroom in UP that's very haunted. So people say when they use it alone, they can hear someone knock on the door. The door that they're using, or someone using the stall beside the one that they're using, and then there would be, like, noise, and when they go out, there's no one there. And then stories would also be, like, while they're using the bathroom, while they're using the bathroom, lights would turn on by themselves. And then you would hear, like, stories in the empty halls. So that's... That's not the usual...
bathroom shit.
Yeah. Also, that's not, like, the usual ghost stories that you hear in, like, the... Right? That's not the usual ghost stories that you hear at school.
Yeah.
She sent me, like, they have this, like, a confession forum where they, like, talked about ghost stories. And then there was one who was, like, while she was using the bathroom, she heard the sound of chains dragging the floor.
What the fuck? Like, slaves?
Yep. Well, not really, but probably, like, the ghost of a slave.
I mean, it used to be a camp.
Yeah, that's true. And they would see, like, little children, like, holding hands. Me too, like, I hate children as it is, but, like, seeing children
ghosts. And I also don't like ghost children, like, no, thank you.
I don't wanna, oh, shit. I'm afraid that there might be spirits that are listening to us. Dude, relax.
We're just kidding.
Oh, don't come for us, please. But,
I'm very thankful we're doing this in the morning now.
Exactly.
Because imagine if we still did it at night.
She sent me a screenshot of an interview in Cebu Daily News where they interviewed Mary Louise Guerra from UP, and then she was working at a production shoot, and they were shooting a horror comedy short film, which is, by the way, I want to see that. They were the ones that saw, like, the three little children holding hands, and they saw children pressing their faces into a one-way tinted glass in the window. Like, you know how it is when you're looking...
When you're, like...
Yeah, like that.
Oh, God.
And they felt, like, you know, how do you call this? They felt, like, the eerie feeling that you get when there are ghosts in the room. So oh yeah, God. They actually there's actually like different stories, but I feel like it would take like an entire episode to talk about it. But yeah, those were the stories. When they were shooting, they saw like right behind the tripod that there was a child giggling. Which is like, I don't want to see a ghost child laugh. Like, what the hell are you laughing at?
This is not fun.
But yeah.
I badly want to cover my mirror. Every time I look up, I see myself and I'm like, fuck, bitch. Stop scaring yourself.
Also, we're like, during recording, we're like, oh, it's so scary. Good thing we recorded this in the morning. And then at night, you're like, God, why did we talk about? Because all of the things that we talk about, like all the stories, they get inside my head at night, and I'm like, I can't Same. Sleep now. Yeah, curse our imaginative selves.
It's a blessing and a curse. Like, it's so bad.
But yeah.
I even remember I watched like Shudder before, and it took me like 2 weeks to stop sleeping over in my mom's room because I just could not sleep by myself.
Me too. I would wake up in the middle of the night and then wake up my sister because I would get nightmares.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, that's the story of, yeah, the schools in Cebu City. Those are the ghost stories.
I would really love for our creepers to actually share their experiences, because I'm pretty sure they all have them. I know we do, and we constantly talk about it, but yeah, it would be nice for them to
to
hear from them.
Yeah, we want you guys to help us torture ourselves by sending in your stories at creepycombos@gmail.com.
You can even comment them as reviews on our iTunes and Spotify, and don't even forget to rate us, like, and subscribe.
Uh-huh. Download, because it helps us both in Spotify and iTunes. So yeah. By the way, if you're using an iPhone, click on that purple icon for a podcast. Please do it. But if you're using Spotify, just follow us and don't forget to download.
And thanks for creeping, you fucking creeper.
And remember, and seriously remember, the government is always watching you. And the spirits are watching you. Bye.
Bye.